You're listening to NewsRamp Finance. Today is Tuesday evening, August 11th, 2026. Real stories, AI voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
IUTE advances its digital banking platform with IUTE Market. IUTE Group has enhanced its digital banking platform, MyUTE, with the introduction of IUTE Market, an integrated commerce service. By combining everyday commerce with payments, financing, banking, and insurance, MyUTE aims to provide a comprehensive platform for customers' financial needs. With over 247,000 active customers and 1.75 million app downloads, IUTE continues to expand its services. IUTE Market will be gradually introduced in all markets, starting with Albania and North Macedonia.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OPFI Inquo 2Q26. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on OPFI Inquo for 2Q26 results. Despite weaker 2Q26 results affecting near-term earnings, the longer-term outlook remains unchanged. Management focuses on balance sheet strength, unit economics, and risk-adjusted returns, with controlled expenses and improving charge-offs indicating a solid model. Anticipated LOC launch, LOLA migration, and BNCC approval are key drivers for growth.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Surf Air Mobility Inc. 2Q26 results, showing revenue at the high end of guidance despite challenges. Revenue increased 8% year-by-year and 15% quarter-by-quarter to $29,500,000, with adjusted EBITDA loss narrowing. The company is moving past restructuring, supported by on-demand growth and initial Surf OS revenue. Management reaffirmed FY26 guidance, expecting sequential earnings improvement in 3Q26.
Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on New Skin Enterprises, Inc. 2Q26 dollars. Stonegate Capital Partners updates their coverage on New Skin Enterprises, Inc., reporting revenue of $320,100,000 in 2Q26 dollars, with adjusted EPS of $0.20 matching estimates. Core New Skin gross margin improved to 77.7%. Management lowered fiscal year 26 revenue guidance to $1,280,000,000, $1,350,000,000, and adjusted EPS to $0.70, $0.90, focusing on margin improvement and cost optimization for 2027 growth. Prism IO adoption and Salesforce productivity are key drivers for the future.
Crime Ledger expands leadership team with appointment of Leslie O'Neill and Ankur Rakshit. Names Chuck Thompson to board of directors. Crime Ledger expands its leadership team with the appointment of Leslie O'Neill as Chief Risk and Compliance Officer, Ankur Rakshit as Chief Financial Officer, and Chuck Thompson to the board of directors. These seasoned leaders bring decades of experience in compliance, finance, and capital markets, positioning the company for continued growth and credibility in the digital asset advisory sector. Kaufman Real Estate and Consulting launches Land Briefing, a national land opportunity watch list for developers and investors. Kaufman Real Estate and Consulting has launched Land Briefing, a national land opportunity watch list for developers and investors. The platform ranks U.S. South metros on momentum, employer catalysts, affordability, and supply risk, providing a starting point before land opportunities become obvious. Users can adjust weighting sliders to match their investment thesis, with markets grouped into buy window, selective, steady, and caution or wait tiers. The platform also offers live watchlist scores and notes for clients and partners.
Investor news breaks: Roth Capital Partners affiliate Roth Canada expands Toronto operations, names David Parsons head of Canadian institutional sales. Roth Canada, a Roth Capital Partners affiliate, has appointed David Parsons as head of Canadian institutional sales and expanded its Toronto operations. The new offices at 8 King Street East will provide Canadian investors access to Roth management teams and proprietary offerings. The move aims to strengthen investment banking and institutional distribution capabilities for Canadian issuers and investors.
Hi, folks. Welcome to News Every Day. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news,